This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Tune in live, live night, Yachty and Naughty at the Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. That's coming up Friday night, February the 13th.
Jeez.
Yes. It is the livest radio thing you'll ever experience in your life.
Livest.
Livest hosts, livest laughter, live sound effects, live voice actors, and of course, live band. Daily Mix Show completely live, as the Men's Room are as well. Radio Spectacular, that is Live Night, returns on February 13th. Hope to see you there. Tickets on sale now, KISW.com. All right, question, what was the most embarrassing mistake that you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK. We make mistakes in broadcasting all the time.
Oh, yeah.
This happened a couple weeks ago. Hockey fans listening to the Philadelphia Flyers radio call got something the team definitely didn't intend. An explicit joke from its longtime play-by-play guy during what he seemed to think was a commercial break. Tim Sanders, the radio voice of the Flyers on 97.5 The Fanatic, appeared to believe the game had gone to a TV timeout late in the third, and his microphone had been cut off. Well, it was a TV timeout, but the radio crew did not go to break.
Oops.
After several seconds of silence and some filler sounds, he made a lewd joke to a colleague who had bent over to pick up his pencil or pen that he dropped. He said, "While you're down there, why won't you mind just, that was broadcast to all the listeners. Color analysis, Todd Federick realized they were live and said, "I think we're still on the air, Tim." But Sanders initially assumed Federick was teasing him and laughed, apparently unaware that the comment had gone out live. The Flyers later announced that a 2-game suspension had been issued by the team and its radio partners, though they did not mention Saunders by name. In a statement, the organization and station apologized to listeners, offering sincere regrets to anyone offended. Look, stuff happens.
It does. I did it once as far as going out over the air, and I've told this before, but I wasn't even... I worked at a radio station, but I was not even on air yet, right? Big Ravens broadcast, but we're the flagship station, so it's not that it just went over our station. It also went to 18 other affiliates.
Same thing with the Flyers guy.
God, right, because this
same
is...
Same exact thing.
That's NHL, I'm doing NFL, so if you're the flagship station, then you doled this out to all the other stations that carry it. And it was CBS Radio at the time... And CBS was very much a by-the-book and, you know, super corporate kind of structure. Anyway, they put out some memo, and I don't remember what the memo was about, but everyone was irritated about it. So I'm working master control in the studio. There's about 8 of us in there. So we're chatting about this memo, and everyone, of course, is bitching about it, blah, blah, blah. What I didn't realize is that when I leaned on the board, my elbow hit the mic on button. The thing about running master control is if you turn on your microphone, it does not matter what else you're broadcasting. It can be a speech from the president. you punt them off the air, and the only thing people are going to hear is what you're saying. So the only words that came out of my mouth that went to all of the other affiliates were that effing memo. And then I see the looks on the faces of the other guys in the studio, and they're like, dude, the mic's on. So I turned it off, and I'm like, oh, no. About 2 minutes later, the hotline rings. They're like, dude, you know that's Bob. You got to answer it. I said, I know it's Bob. I'm not going to answer it. They're like, man, that, Bob, by the way, he's the big boss. So I said, I'm not going to answer that because if I answer it, he's going to fire me. They're like, well, yeah, probably. I'm like, so I'm not going to answer it because here's the thing. I know for a fact he's at the Ravens game. He's sitting in some nice-ass suite, sweet-talking potential investors or advertising people, right? So he's not going to leave that to discipline an employee because that's a bad look. The only way he found out is because some of the people running our broadcast at the other stations called. I found out a couple days later he had gotten 16 calls out of the 18 possible affiliates. So I said, and the hotline kept ringing through the rest of our broadcast. I said, guys, seriously, I'm not going to answer the phone because all he's going to do is fire me. Maybe cooler heads will prevail by tomorrow. So tomorrow was Monday. I come rolling in, acting like absolutely nothing was amiss. Our other boss, Bill. So Bob and Bill carried about the same amount of weight. Bill liked me a little better. So Bill, as soon as he sees me, come into my office. And then the words you never want to hear, close the door. That means you're about to get in trouble, right? So I already knew what it was about, but I'm not going to say anything. So he goes to the whole explanation and my understanding is that an F-bomb about the effing memo went out to 18 of our affiliates, 19 stations, if you include our own. I said, man, I heard about that, too. my understanding is that it sounded a lot like you. Like, you're not the first person to say that, man. So there's this pause, because I'm just not going to admit to it. It's one of those, if I admit it, he has to fire me kind of thing. And he kind of got that sense. So in the end, he just said, this is what I will tell you. Whoever it was that did that, if they do it again, I'm still going to fire you. I was like, hey, duly noted, man. I said, I will let them know to be more careful in the future. He's like, I think you should do that. And that was the only time I heard about it.
What was the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sandra. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So my husband and I run a mobile food business. We operate out of a tent. We don't have a food truck yet, but we were doing a fair for the very first time since we started our business, and so excited because we're actually doing corn dogs at the fair. Ooh. And that's like a big deal to get into in order to do. So super excited, and I offer a whole bunch of different varieties. Like I have German hot link, I have German sausage, I have the 100% beef regular hot dog, and I even have a vegetarian dog. Now, problem is once they all go in the batter, they look exactly the same.
All right.
So I have a color code system that I color the sticks with a permanent marker, so that I can tell when they come out of the fryer what they are. Well, when blue goes into the oil, it fades and looks kind of green, which was the color of my vegetarian dog. And I had accidentally given a beef corn dog to a vegetarian who handed it to him. They were great. Good, walked away, come back a few minutes later, absolutely livid, upset. I had ruined their life and ruined their day. And
turned them on to the most delicious thing that's been in their mouth in years.
Right, and it was just an honest mistake, and they just were not letting me remake it or anything, and, you know, apologize up and down, but I felt bad because I take great pride in taking care of people who are vegetarian. I even have vegan options.
Yeah, of course.
Things like that. So, you know, it really hurt my pride a lot. Funny thing is I had 4 vegetarian dogs that we kept losing. Couldn't figure out where they were going. Well, one of my employees kept handing them out as beef. So people who ordered beef dogs got vegetarian dogs, and the one who wanted the vegetarian dog got a beef.
Now, let me ask you this. Did any one of the beef-wanting corn dog people come back and bitch about getting a vegetarian dog?
Not one.
Okay.
That would just be harder to tell because it's a corn dog.
Yeah. It's harder to tell, but my point, just from working in restaurants, I don't know what it is. Vegan, I get that's a little different, a little more extreme, but why is it that if a vegetarian accidentally eats a meat, because vegetarians, listen, we're not trying to intentionally give you meat, it is an honest mistake, but vegetarians absolutely lose their frickin' minds if they get a bite of meat, as opposed to someone who's not a vegetarian gets the vegetarian version of something, you're disappointed, and maybe you ask for a return, but you don't lose your ass. It just, in my experience, vegetarians, if they accidentally get a piece of meat, right, lose their ass. I mean, top to bottom, where if someone just gets the, who wanted meat, got something vegetarian, it's like, ooh, hey,
not principle.
I'm meant to order blah.
I think it's more because they don't want an animal to die for them is the whole thing.
Well, I got new, that animal's already dead. I've not killed this for you. I understand your point. You did not contribute.
Also, a lot of vegetarians, as I say, vegetarians that haven't had meat in a while, it can mess up their system, too.
Sure, sure. I know. I'm just saying, no reaction. It's just like, Jesus Christ, why nobody likes
it. I got to ask you a question there. You said it's a. You said you make I'm sorry. You make Polish sausage or German sausage. Do you cook that before you dip it?
Yes.
I would have to say, because I could not imagine that would cook in a corn dog all the way through. So you cook it, you cool it, then you dip it, then you cook it again.
It does cook if you put it in the fryer without pre-cooking. I mean, because they're already cured and everything, so... There, you could eat it straight out of the fridge if you wanted, but you still have that outer casing that is chewy or gummy, and nobody likes that. So I always try it. So you, when you bite into it, you get that nice snap, just like you would expect out of a corn dog.
You know, you're making. I've never heard anyone say my sausage would be better if it were just a little gummier.
No, I have had when we very first started doing it, I did have somebody point that out that it just made kind of an unpleasant bite. So I started experimenting right away and doing that with both our hot link and our German sausage so that it had that nice sharp bite to it. And everybody just says it's the best corn dog they've ever had.
Where are you going to be next?
I'm Well, we're coming up on our summer season. We're down in Thurston County. I'm hoping to get to do Thurston County Fair again this year. We'll be at JBLM for Freedom Fest. We'll be at Lacey 4th of July and Tumwater 4th of July. So we're around.
Okay.
I'll look for you. Have you changed your color coding system, knowing that the blue will fade to green?
I actually found somebody who has laser etched my sticks, so they actually say beef and vegetarian on the side.
That's an idea.
Yeah. Where do you find a person? Do you ask? I mean, do you look around for someone that can laser etch corn dog sticks, or did someone come to you?
No, I had a friend who's like, I have a laser etch. Give me a few corn dogs, I'll try it out, or sticks, and I gave her some and. She did it, and it was like, that is fantastic. So, yeah.
Awesome. All right, I got a question for you.
Better. Go for it.
You're in the corn dog. Like, is there any issues with regular hot dog stand people? Do you guys all get along?
Like, do they get mad if you show up?
Right, because, like, yours is all encompassing.
So, in the corn dog world, a lot of vendors won't have two people who do corn dogs, even though ours are very different than most standard corn dogs, because we do the panko breadcrumb, we do the, you know, hot Cheeto dip or things like that, and I have, like, spicy batter and all sorts of different stuff, but if an event has a regular corn dog person, they will say, sorry, we already have somebody who does corn dogs.
What's the name of your corn dog stand?
Completely different.
What's the name of your corn dog joint?
We're Chaotic Eats. You'll find us on Facebook.
We're looking you up now, man. Sorry, once you said the Cheeto dust and all that, like, all right.
Oh, yeah. Check it out online. They are amazing. They are, seriously, I get more compliments. We make sure our meat is quality. Our dogs are cooked well. An accident where you got a vegetarian, but,
they're always going to complain. But what... How did you get into the corn dog game? Like, when did you know, like, hey, man, I am very versatile with my corn dog crust?
I wasn't starting with corn dogs. We started with Hawaiian shave ice. And we still do that because we take great pride. And we studied Hawaii and how they make their ice and the different things that go into it and all that stuff. So we did that. And while we were doing that, Thurston County, the Chamber of Commerce had come to us and was like, hey, we're talking about doing an event where it's circus themed, and I know you guys do cotton candy and popcorn and shave ice, but could you guys do like corn dogs or something? And I went, well, let me make a few phone calls. I called the health department to find out if it fit within our food handlers, and they said, yep, you're good to go.
And so wait, I can do cotton candy, popcorn, and corn dogs.
Basically, what the hell, is a corn dog with the, what's the corn dogs with the cheese? What's that all about?
Yeah, we're looking at videos.
Oh, yeah. So the corn dog goes, well, because I do the Korean style, so you could get either the cheese and meat, or you can just get cheese on a stick that's dipped and battered like a corn dog. Yeah, we have quite a bit. We've got pepper jack cheese, Monterey jack cheese, Colby jack cheese, mozzarella, and yeah. So, and we'll nice. Mix it with like the beef corn dog and the mozzarella. We did the garlic fest down in Chehalis, and we had a garlic batter that we did for that. That ended up being so amazing that it is now part of our permanent menu.
All right.
Okay. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
And, and you have churros and cotton candy.
Churros, cotton candy, and I've broken into hamburgers now. I don't know why, but that came around, and now those are blowing up.
By the way, people on YouTube keep asking, what's the name again? It is Chaotic Eats. Chaotic Eats.
Chaotic Eats.
Yeah, well, so what do you guys do like this time of the year, man? It's just after the holidays. It's a crappy time of year. People are broke. It's gray outside. It's early January. I mean, is this, I don't know, like summer communities where you're making no money now and you make all your money during the summertime?
So my husband works for a school district. He's a disabled vet, so he works part-time for a school district as a bus aide with disabled children. I used to be a school bus driver. I've only just, with the way our business has been growing, finally stepped out of that avenue so that I can handle kind of learning more about the ins and outs of the business end of things as far as all the accounting stuff and all that stuff. So I'm taking some classes at the college to learn a few things. And
damn.
So that once we get our trailer built, then we will be off and running on a full-time basis.
All right. Well, if you're ever up in Seattle, stop on by and bring us some.
Yeah, let us know.
We got an air fryer in here so we can heat them back up.
If we do Red Fest again and we're outdoors, man, that's we'll be reaching out to you for sure.
What was the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
Just a quick side note, man. Those corn dogs look legit.
Yeah.
I've only ever had a corn dog that's a corn dog. Not Cheeto dust, not garlic style. You know what I'm saying? She's saying it, and I'm like, how has no one done this before?
I've seen those Korean style ones before with all the cheese. I've just never had them.
Yeah, man. Actually, it just made me hungry.
You ever seen the footlong one?
Corn dog?
Yeah.
No.
It was over in West Seattle, and they were having like a street fair.
Okay.
This guy's walking around with a footlong corn dog.
Did it bug you?
What bugged me is the fact that he had his container and there was like a very circle of mustard, a circle of mayonnaise, but he was holding it. He was just holding that corn dog straight out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the girl I was with, I go, hey, you don't need to be walking around pointing that thing at people.
Said the old man. Hey. Yeah. I'll point that footlong corn dog at people. Me.
Yeah. Hold it up to your mouth. Take a bite out of it. You can't just walk around pointing a footlong at people. It's against the rules.
I mean, you're saying that I pictured it in my head, like, that would probably bug me, too.
You're instigating something.
What about a chocolate-covered banana?
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. I've seen my cousin eat one, and it was not a good look.
No, it's
at
not.
Disney World, that chocolate-covered banana. But that bastard walking around with a footlong, it's just like, I don't know, man. There's got to be a better way to hold that thing. Look, he had it. He's using it like a weapon, Miles.
Okay.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
How you doing, you guys?
Yeah, good, man.
So, my story, we're in high school. I was 16, had a Toyota pickup, lifted, you know, cool truck, and we decided to skip school one day and go to a buddy's house that had a bunch of trails and a big mud pit, you know, no one could make, and like tests of the trucks, and we had a you know, case of beer in the back, and we're cruising out, skip school, cruising out, and me and my buddy were distracted like all teenagers are, and you know, looking over at something, and an elderly man in a Dodge Dakota was stopping to make a left there, and we ended up rear-ending him and, you know, did some pretty good damage hurting him, and he got out. He was pissed. The cops came, and then my mom showed up. I was 16. We were trying to hide the beer in the back, and yeah, it was a bad day.
Did your manager hide the beer, or did your mom catch wind of that too?
We were trying to hide it in the toolbox in the back. We managed to actually hide the. We had a 24 pack of Budweiser. We hid it in the toolbox before the cops found it. But
good move.
Yeah, no, it was a bad day. So I remember high insurance from there on out, and yeah.
The first time I even tried to skip, and I skipped school a lot, but the first day that I decided, you know what, I'm skipping school. I don't want to be here. I'm walking down. So everyone's in class at this point. I'm staking out the bathroom. I know everyone's in class. I walked down the hall. I just want to get to the front door of the school. Freedom, right? Random teacher. I've never seen it before. He stops me. Do you have a hall pass? I'm like, oh, I don't. But my teacher let me go to the bathroom. That's why I figured it would be cool. Said, who's the teacher? Now, I don't want to say a teacher I actually had, because if you were to ask that teacher, they know me. But I knew there was a Spanish teacher. I'd never had this guy. His name was Mr. Iriarte. And apparently all the kids loved him. So they're like, dude, if you get Spanish, get him. I did take Spanish. I didn't get him. Anyway, I said, I'm a Mr. Iriarte Spanish class. And I said this with such confidence. I'm like, I'm good. And he looked at me and he said, I'm Mr. Iriarte. Like, oh, dude. Zap. I was like, there's 50 teachers in this school. Of course, I never knew what he looked like. That's when I met him. He actually shook my hand. And you are? Gave him my name. It's like, I'll be escorting you to the principal, Mr. Hill. I'm like, damn it, man.
What was the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made? 206-803.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Rock.
You're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up at 4:30, our categories, America's most and least healthy states, just released today, and classic board games. We'll play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine coming up after emails on our question, what was the most embarrassing mistake that you have ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys. So I joined the Navy back in 1987, and at the time, I smoked a whole lot of weed. So they gave me some time to kind of clean up my act, and no matter how hard I tried, I just couldn't stop. So I pretty much smoked until the day I went to boot camp, and first thing that happens when you get there is you take a urinalysis, and the results don't come back immediately back then. So about 3 weeks into boot camp, all of a sudden a bunch of us get called out. The guys who tested positive for harder stuff, they just kind of disappeared. But back then, if you tested positive for marijuana, they had kind of a special program they would do. And the first thing that happened was they sent those of us who popped for pot over to this place to go get tested again, because apparently they want to make sure they get a good test from you so they can then test you very routinely for the next 6 months as part of your punishment.
Sure.
And when I got there, I didn't know what was happening. You know, I knew why I was there, but I didn't know what was going to happen. I'm scared to death. They put like five of us in the middle of this room with about eight senior people around us. Tell us to drop our pants and put our thing in a jar and give them a sample, you know? And of course, all the other guys could produce, but I don't know if I had stage fright or what, but I couldn't pee, you know? So they started messing with me. They played this game called Pee or Puke, where I think I drank about 38 large glasses of warm water. And after about every three or four, I'd have to pull my pants up and do these jumping jacks and then resume to put my thing in this jar in front of like all these people. So eventually they got tired. You know, I just couldn't pee no matter how hard I tried. So they pulled this notebook out of my back pocket. We were required to carry these notebooks around, and we were only allowed to write certain things in them. And while I was in the waiting room waiting for this test to take place, I wrote a letter to my girlfriend, and I said, dear Kim, hey, it looks like I'm finally getting busted for weed. But don't worry, when I get out of boot camp and I come home, we can still do mushrooms and acid because they don't test for that.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so I'm standing in the middle of this room with a thing in my jar, and they pull out my notebook, and they say, yeah, let's see what he's been writing in here, and they start reading this out loud. Oh, my gosh. I was so embarrassed, and I got in so much trouble. They started beating me with my notebook while I'm standing there with my pants around my ankles. It was like the worst, most excruciating thing ever. But eventually I finally peed, and I probably peed for the next 4 hours after that. I drank so much water, I felt drunk. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, how long did it take you to be able to pee? Because, I mean, I understand they want to do a UA, but like a lot of things, man, I can't do this on command.
Oh, gosh. It was probably 2 hours, man. You know?
Something else too, man. We used to get drug tested, and if you drank too much water, that was one way that you could buy some time because you have a diluted sample.
Right.
Correct. So if you do drink too much water, then they're going to have to test you again anyway. They are going to anyway, obviously, based on your circumstances. But it's not necessarily the best thing to do as far as getting an accurate reading on a pee test for the sample itself.
Right, because you diluted it.
Yeah. So
the whole thing.
Either way, I mean, you're going to have to take another one. But, man, that is embarrassing. If you've never peed in a jar in front of people, it is absolutely... Ours was in a cup. But still, man, it was like... One time, it was like NCAA had two dudes and a chick. And the chick was pretty attractive.
Right.
But you have to stand in front of them. You have to pull your shirt up to your nipples.
Okay.
You have to put your pants down to at least your knees.
Good look.
You have to stand in front of them. And you're standing... And there's three of you. So you each get one person. But that doesn't mean they're right beside each other.
Sure.
So all you got to do is turn left and turn right and see everybody's junk, see if they're... Because they're all looking to make sure you're, you know...
Yeah, it's super awkward.
It's really hard to
pee. Did you ever try to... Like, there was... When I was in high school, I didn't smoke weed back then.
Yeah.
But they would always, people were always taking, was it golden seal?
Golden seal, yes.
Yeah, they were like, you got to take that. I remember it'd be
drink
like,
vinegar. There's a million things people would tell you.
Yeah, it was like July, right? There was one guy that we knew, and he had a pool. I remember if you went to like one of his, you know, go swim in his house, like by mid-July, you'd see groups of dudes just chugging tea and this and that.
Oh, yeah.
Getting right? Because early August, you got to start football, and you got to pee that day.
What else was tricks? You could take a bar of Ivory soap, so they said. And you scrape it, and you put some of the soap underneath your fingernail.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's the calcium. I don't know what's in the, if it's the lime. Whatever's in the soap, it was supposed to dilute the test.
Do you believe that?
I never tried it, but that was another one of those things. Where
I just don't trust
it. In fact, this is before
the
internet. So urban legends out the ass as far as all the different ways that you can try to, you know, clear your body out. Drink olive oil, too, because it's like a slick system. And it was all a bunch of crap.
You'll poop your pants. Golden seal seemed to be the closest to the truth that I heard back then.
Well, you could also drink a mixture the night before. I can't remember what that was called.
But I knew a lot of guys that they would do the golden seal thing. And I know they were stoners, but they would pass their drug test. So they swore by it. I was never.
Yeah. But you could buy it at a bong shop, but you couldn't call it a bong shop. That was the only place.
Tobacco water pipe.
Yeah, that was the only place that you could buy the stuff. And the kit was $30, which was crazy because an eighth of weed was $20, $25.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing that you wanted to do, and $30 was a lot of money if you didn't have any money,
was
to drop $30 on this drink.
You know? They're like, look, it's up to you, man.
Yeah. What was the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made? 206-803.
I mean, nowadays, I feel like there's a lot more products for that stuff.
There sure is.
Like, I know enough people that have jobs where they get drug tested, but they definitely still smoke weed.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know?
But typically, that's the only drug they're really testing for. Because like you said, you can be high on coke and, like...
3 days.
They're not looking for
it's
that.
It's out so in the, 3 days.
But the test, a lot of times, doesn't show it because that's not what the test is designed for. The test was designed for weed, and the only issue with that is, like... Weed's in your system for like a month, right?
You
said, I've not smoked in 3 weeks.
He said the guys had got hard drugs, they just disappeared. That means they did cocaine within two days.
Yeah.
They'd done it the night before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why it's still there.
Hello, JP. Welcome to the men's room.
Ka-ka. How y'all doing?
Doing great, man. Thank you.
So, back in 1987, my family went down to Pacific City, Oregon, and my mom was cool at night. Her and my Aunt Jan would start drinking wine and let me and my buddy Kyle drive up and down the private drive in her 1982 Datsun B210 wagon.
Oh, that's a beauty. I'm kidding.
So we thought it'd be real fun to take it out on the beach during low tide. So we're cruising around, and my buddy's like, dude, watch out for the dry sand. But it was too late, man. The Datsun was up to the axles, buried. So we're like, oh, man, what are we going to do? Try to get some driftwood, put it under the tires, but it's no use. And the thing's just buried. And now the tide's coming in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
So we're like, oh man, this is terrible. My mom's car. What are we going to do? So we thought, oh, well, we'll walk up to the bar where all the locals hang out with the lifted trucks. So we go up there and we're asking a couple dudes and they're like, no, we can't. No. We find this pretty cool dude. And he's like, yeah, I'll do it for $100. Only we didn't have any money. But he pulled us out anyways, and we gave him $100 the next day. But, man, my mom, she never found out, but we ended up telling her years later. But that was one scary moment.
How many years did you wait to tell her?
I told her about 15 years ago.
When that's about right.
Cool,
yeah.
Cool boyfriend, firefighter boyfriend, who actually, they asked me to buy him weed.
Okay. All right. That's a good time.
1987, that car was still pretty old at the time because it was a Datsun.
Yeah, Datsun.
So Datsun was done in the 70s. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, you did the right thing, man. There's like every time I see my parents now, we each share some stories like, hey, do you remember that night? Blah, blah, blah. Then I repeat, well, funny you bring that up. Do you remember the night? Blah, blah, blah. It's because now we all chuckle. There's still a few things my brother and I hold close to the vest. I'm like, they don't ever need to know that. They can be on their deathbed, like, you don't need to know this because you will still be angry, right? So there's a few things I just don't tell them, but little things here and there, like, yeah, this happened.
Were you guys in cahoots?
My brother and I were rarely, I mean, the things we were in cahoots about, we were children, you know what I mean? So that wasn't any big deal, but most of the stuff, they're all close to the vest, they're both individual to us. There may have been other people involved, but not each other. We just happen to know. And in spite of our age and our parents and all that, I'm like, they don't need to know that, man. No. And he's very cool. And this is a man, like I said, this is an NFL referee. And he's still like, yeah, I'm not talking about that, man. I'm like, I know, man.
I'm with you. There's a few. They don't need to know.
I don't care
how old they are. And it's just unnecessary.
I think a lot of it, too, it depends on if in the moment, when you reflect on this story from the past, if they had suspicions about something, those are the stories I'm more willing to open up about. But some things they are 100% ignorant of. And I'm like, I think it should stay that way. I just do.
What was the most embarrassing mistake you ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
There's a couple of those. Let's say you, between friends and having a brother. So a couple incidents where I said, like, I got to ask. I got to know. You know, and they're like, don't ever repeat it. No worries.
Oh, yeah.
Did this actually happen? Yeah.
I feel like if I'm raising my kids right, they will have the same situation. Like, Dad, there are just some things we cannot share with you. I'd be like, perfect.
Yeah.
You lived your life. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Afternoon, boys.
Hola.
How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Good. So mid-90s, I'm early to mid-20s, and I'm in my Hot Topic phase where I wear, you know, shock t-shirts. My buddy calls me and asks, hey, do you want to go to, I think it's called Roanoke Pizza, down off of Capitol Hill, meet a bunch of friends of mine and I for dinner after we get off work. I was like, sure. So show up and I've got a light jacket on. It's the middle of the summer though. Take my jacket off and my shirt says always a pallbearer, never a corpse. Well, the young lady at the table, her dad had just passed away like a few days prior.
Of course.
Yeah. Yep. And so, so my buddy, he's like, hey, can I talk to you outside? It's like, sure. And he's like, her dad just passed away. and she's having a hard time, and you just feel so small. And he's like, can you put a jacket on? I was like, sure. And I sat inside that hot, hot restaurant in the middle of August with a jacket on and a t-shirt and just suffered. But that's, you know, I've done a lot of dumb little embarrassing things, but that was probably the most where I actually affected somebody personally, and then just I felt so small.
Especially for something like it's just a gag t-shirt, right?
Yep.
And then you stumble into that one in a million scenario where someone has just put someone in the ground, and here you are, right? Did you ever wear it again?
I'm sure I did, because I mean, I was like, well, I'm not going to see her ever again. So it's probably just fine. But he brings it up, you know, once every other year or so, and I deserve it. So
I think that's rather serendipitous. Just like, I'm going to wear this shirt. Like, oh, God.
What was the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Russ. Welcome to the men's room.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola.
So I heard the earlier gentleman's UA story in basic. I had to chime in. So I went through basic in 96. First duty station was Germany. And so a lot of guys would go on leave to Amsterdam.
Of course.
All right. And, of course, they weren't allowed to just check one person. And they would want to check when someone comes back from Amsterdam. So the entire battalion would have to get a UA, usually about once a month. And it would be a surprise. You just show up in your PT gear at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's everybody go up to the gym, and you'd stand around until everybody had peed. No one was allowed to leave. They'd check in, make sure you didn't have anything on there. And it got to be a routine thing. And at the time, like if I had any liquid on board, it wasn't an issue for me to do, okay, I can put a little bit in the cup there for you, fine, go on with my day. And it got to one day, though, usually what happened is a sergeant would stand behind you while you're at the urinal, and then kind of look over your shoulder and make sure you weren't dropping anything in the cup. But all the urinals were full, and the sergeant that was with me, I guess, he's a little extra enthusiastic. Like, we're going to have to use the stall. Like, okay, so I go in the stall to start peeing, and he, no, hang on. He goes in ahead of me, and he straddles the toilet facing me. And then he almost, like, half crouches down, like he's just about to throw dice in the game, or like he's just staring intently. Okay, let's do this. And that was the first time I was a sergeant. I'm not going to be able to do this. It's not going to come out like that. We're going to have to wait for a urinal. And that was like the beginning of then I got the complex, and I got to get to the point where as soon as we went up there, I would start drinking water because I had to be just brimming full at that point, because now if the dude's looking at me, I kind of started frozen up there, and I had to spend a couple years getting back to where, okay, I can just go for a pee.
Well, it's one thing to be have someone watching you. It's another thing where they're squatting down to get that bird's eye view. Like, dude. So when
most of the sergeants, they were pretty chill about, we don't enjoy this either. Let's just get this over with. But he just, like, eyes wide, straddling, looking right at me like,
that's insane.
Calm down, man.
That's weird, bro.
Yeah, that's almost too much.
Nice penis.
Like, hey, Sarge, you're a little strange. So when you guys went to Amsterdam, knowing that you would have to go through this, did you avoid doing anything when you were there, or did you just find a way to mask it?
So I did not partake myself while I was over there of that. There was guys that, because you knew in that unit that you knew if you were coming back, within a week, there was going to be a check.
Sure.
So most of the guys did not want to risk it. One or two guys ended up getting burned. And they did the UCMJ on them. They didn't usually get kicked out for that, but you got in trouble for it. Most of the guys, when they went to Amsterdam or they would go to Frankfurt, which was the big... anybody who'd been to Germany in the military, like Frankfurt and Nuremberg, have the two red light districts.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go there, and there was guys that would blow their paycheck every week or every month. The women of negotiable virtue at Nuremberg or Frankfurt. That's what they were going there for. Most guys would avoid doing anything other than just alcohol. Okay. And over there, when you went over to Germany, even if you were 18 in the army, they didn't care if you drank. You were legal to drink. You could drink in the barracks. You could drink on base. Some guys got in trouble because they came back to the States, and now they're 19 or 20, and they're in Fort Hood, and they're in Texas somewhere, and now they suddenly can't drink, and they've been drinking for 2 years. They've been used to getting having a beer after work.
Yeah, that would be a tough change.
That's still crazy to me. Yeah. Like, there's got to be some rule you can put in that if you sign up for military service at 18 or 19, like, I just feel like if you could die for the country, you could have a beer.
I was going to say, if you're willing to risk your life for this country, you should absolutely be allowed to have a freaking beer.
Back to the previous caller, too. If you go to Amsterdam, you can drink mushroom tea.
Yeah.
You can drink as much of it as you want. It's not going to come up on a UA.
Mm-hmm.
It goes into your back. That's why they have the term spinal tap.
Right.
That's one of the reasons. If you want to get that stuff out of there and find that information, that's where it is. So acid or any of that stuff.
That's the thing. They're always looking for weed, which is like, come on, man. What did you say? Your buddy had been in Amsterdam, went to the red light district, but got a prostitute.
Yeah.
And then, I guess years later, months later, whatever.
He was covering the Olympics in Greece.
Okay.
So he'd been there for like a month and a half. And apparently, he was not having much luck with the ladies.
Okay.
All right. So he and his other buddy, who worked for NBC, decided that they were going to go to Amsterdam and spend 3 or 4 days. The difference in Amsterdam, apparently, I did not know this, is that you could ask a woman how much or whatever, but that does not necessarily mean she has to or will or wants to sleep with you.
Right. She has to interview you, right?
She has to interview you. And it takes a little bit of time for them to go, okay, you know what? I feel comfortable with you.
Sure.
You know, we'll do the deed. So he finally hooks up with this girl, ends up being with her for like 2 nights or how many ever times he goes back. Either way, years go past, and he is sitting on the couch with his girlfriend. And it's like Dateline, 60 Minutes, something. I don't know what the hell it is, man. But they're featuring the red light district in Amsterdam. And the first girl they interview is the girl that he was with for 2 days. He is on the couch with his girlfriend.
Right.
He steps outside on his balcony. He's like, Miles, calls me. You are not going to believe this. Turn on NBC or whatever the hell it is. They're doing a special on the red light. Remember that girl I told you I hooked up with? The prostitute is like, yeah. They're primarily just interviewing her. So I turned it on real quick. And then I texted him back like, her? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, eh. Okay, well, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Your money.
But he was like, yeah.
But of course, you couldn't tell his girlfriend.
I was like, they're not better looking than that? That's what I was thinking in the back of my head. I assumed they'd be hot.
Damn.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut up categories, America's most and least healthy states, and classic board games. And we got your emails coming up next to the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.